Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, 7:30. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. A muggy 75 degrees here at 7:30. A Wichita police captain was found guilty of misdemeanor battery and disorderly conduct for confronting a teenage referee at a youth basketball game.
A judge found Captain Kevin Mears guilty Tuesday and sentenced him to 6 months of probation. He must also pay $450 in fines. Mears has been on leave since shortly after a video of a January game in August appeared to show him going on the court and shoving the 17-year-old female referee. In earlier testimony, Mears said he didn't shove the referee and was just trying to get to his son, who was injured. The referee testified Mears ignored her orders to leave the court and was shouting obscenities before he pushed her. Mears' attorney said he plans to appeal the ruling. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Yesterday, the Wichita City Council considered a request to issue industrial revenue bonds to Cargill.
With these bonds, the company plans to build a new 20,000-square-foot biodiesel plant in North Wichita, along with a 20,000-square-foot building for new offices, loadout, and storage. The total project will cost $87 million, while the bonds will be worth $38 million. The company will get a tax abatement and a sales tax exemption. Mayor Jeff Longwell was excited about Cargill's commitment to the city.
We are thrilled that Cargill wants to invest $87 million into our city. And so anybody that wants to step up with $87 million, we're happy to look at opportunities for you.
Cargill will add 8 employees with annual salaries ranging from $80,000 to $108,000. The new facility will be constructed near 13th and Meade. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
An alert neighbor helped police catch a burglary suspect in South Wichita Monday afternoon. Police Officer Charlie Davidson says investigators made contact with a 41-year-old woman in the 3500 block of Southwood Street,
who reported to the officers that she saw an unknown suspect enter her 65-year-old neighbor's vehicle, which was parked in the driveway, and also the victim's open attached garage, and that the suspect had taken items. The suspect then left the area on foot.
Suspect stole tools, a wallet, and paperwork. Based on a description provided by the witness, police were able to apprehend the suspect a few blocks away. That 30-year-old man booked into jail for aggravated burglary, larceny, drug possession, and a pair of outstanding Sedgwick County arrest warrants. Police are looking for a suspect after an aggravated robbery at a Walmart store at 21st and Mays in Newmarket Square in northwest Wichita. Police Officer Davidson says this happened late Monday night. The suspect, armed with a knife, taking money from a 24-year-old female employee. That had a pretty good description.
Description is going to be an unknown race, unknown sex individual, unknown male or female. 5'7", suspect was wearing a gray stocking hat, black mask with the eyes showing, a gray short sleeve shirt over a long black sleeve shirt, black pants, gray and white shoes.
That suspect also carrying a camouflage duffel bag. Well, President Trump is in Europe for a meeting in Belgium with the NATO allies. Fox's Greg Palkett reports from Brussels.
President Trump is making clear that he doesn't feel that most of the other NATO members are pulling their fair share financially, and he sounds like he's going to bring it up.
NATO has not treated us fairly, but I think we'll work something out. We pay far too much, and they pay far too little.
President Trump often cites a stated goal that NATO has for each country, that is to spend 2% of their GDP on defense. The U.S. pays in over 3.5%. Most in their defense say they're working towards that goal. One of the underachievers is Chancellor Angela Merkel's Germany. That seemed to especially get President's goat, as it's also Europe's biggest economy and does very well trade-wise against the U.S.
The president will also be meeting with Russian President Putin on this trip. The two men expected to meet in Finland Monday. 5 people have been found dead in a Delaware home.
The small town of Price's Corner, Delaware, facing tragedy after 42-year-old Matthew Edwards allegedly opened fire late Monday, killing his wife and three young children, then taking his own life. Those children included a 6-year-old boy, 4-year-old girl, and a 3-year-old boy. Some neighbors are shocked.
I've seen the kids playing a couple days before out in the pool, out in the yard. It's just mind-boggling, really.
Other neighbors have been telling local media that Matthews had problems with his job. Jill Nadeau, Fox News.
Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We can expect another quick warm-up in Wichita with temperatures in the upper 90s, around 97, with plenty of sunshine this afternoon. A clear sky this evening, our low 75. Hot again tomorrow, with Thursday getting to 98, 98 on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 75 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 5 miles per hour. Stephen, 10 in the morning here at 7:36 on a Wednesday morning. Yesterday's high 96, today high 97, tomorrow's high 98. Ted, we're going up 1 degree
here
every
day.
Here
we go, yeah.
It's just climbing right up the ladder there. All right. Well, it's hot. We can tell you that much. It's hot, and it's going to stay hot here for the next couple of days, according to our forecast. Scientists in Damascus have begun reconstructing ancient sculptures from the city of Palmyra that were damaged by Islamic State during Syria's civil war. The Russian Defense Ministry says a group of 8 experts has started working on the statues and sculptures rescued from Palmyra. The ancient city is home to one of the Middle East's most spectacular archaeological sites. Many of them were badly damaged by IS in 2015. Palmyra is a World Heritage Site protected by the United Nations Cultural Agency. So these guys, you know, not only are they bad, they're just being mean. They're not only bad, they're stupid, and they just don't care, I guess.
There's a lot of... Well, this was going to Taliban, did that in Afghanistan, too. There were ancient treasures there that they just got rid of them, laid ruin to them.
No respect for anybody or anything?
Nope.
A moose has been released into the Utah wilderness after spending several hours wandering around the University of Utah campus.
Oh, well, okay. just taking a stroll.
Yeah. University Library spokeswoman Heidi Brett.
Not going to see that out at Friends.
Said the moose ate shrubs and meandered around a plaza adjacent to the library early Monday morning. It didn't hurt anyone, didn't do any damage.
Yeah, were they playing the Northern Exposure theme?
But Utah wildlife manager Riley Peck says it did weigh around 800 pounds.
Well.
And had probably wandered down the nearby mountains.
Looking for the registrar's office.
Looking for a new territory, yeah. Wildlife officials had relocated the moose to the mountains, and it ran into the forest.
Oh, okay. Well,
where did Bullwinkle went? Didn't he go to college at TikTok Tech?
He went to TikTok Tech. Yeah.
They had a big game between TikTok Tech and Wasamata U.
Wasamata U.
The Bullwinkle and Rocky were playing in the football game.
Well, I guess he went to Wasamata U.
That defines our childhood. What did Rocky and Bullwinkle do?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Today is July 11th.
Yeah, I answered a question on Jeopardy the other day, and it was only because of a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we were raised in that era.
I know.
On this date in 1804, this is one of the more interesting U.S. history stories. People say U.S. history is boring. Don't forget about it.
You got to be kidding me.
Vice President Aaron Burr mortally wounded former Treasury Secretary Alexander Hamilton during a pistol duel in Waukegan, New Jersey.
Yeah, you think things are heated now.
Hamilton died the next day. Apparently there was some sort of an insult perceived by Aaron Burr, if not actual, that Hamilton had made some comment about Aaron Burr's daughter. Aaron Burr was very close to his daughter. And this guy was considered a rising star, Aaron Burr, a brilliant guy. But his career after being vice president kind of went off kilter after that duel. Hamilton was dearly loved and respected by many people who said, this guy is brilliant, Hamilton. Of course, it's a guy on a $10 bill. And you had the play about Hamilton up a while back. Anyway, fascinating story. And, of course, it's not the only president who dueled. Jackson dueled, several times, I think. He was actually wounded.
Yeah.
Other than that, we don't do that anymore.
And he's on a monetary anybody who dueled gets on money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you've dueled, you get on the money. Well, I hope nobody tries that today.
Let's hope not.
None of our politicians. Officials say the first transatlantic flight by a medium-altitude, long-endurance, unmanned aircraft has lifted off from an aviation park in North Dakota. The General Atomics Aeronautical Systems drone.
Boy, you're really spitting out those words.
Damn, right, a mouthful. It's a drone, and it departed from the Grand Sky Park at Grand Forks Air Force Base Tuesday afternoon. The flight will cover about, more than 3,000 miles before landing in England, where the Royal Air Force is holding its centennial celebration.
But it has to connect through Atlanta.
Now, this isn't one of those drones that you can fly around the neighborhood.
No. This is big time.
This is called the MQ-9B Predator.
Oh, thank you, M.
38 feet long with a wingspan of 79 feet. That's a big drone. Plane recently flew continuously for more than 48 hours, so I guess, what did they power that with? It said something atomic here. You think it's atomic-powered fuel? I don't know. Anyway, it's going to go clear across the ocean, 3,000 miles. Won't have to take any sandwiches like Lindbergh did when he flew in 1927. He flew that little plane, the Spirit of St. Louis, across the Atlantic.
No bathroom breaks?
No bathroom breaks. Did you see, I'm sure you've seen the movie, what is it called? The Spirit of St. Louis?
Sure.
The movie with Jimmy Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Stewart as Lindbergh, flying across the Atlantic. A fascinating movie. Of course, that came out, I think, about 1957.
Came out in the 50s, yeah.
And my dad had to go see it immediately. Lindbergh was one of his heroes when he was growing up. As you can imagine, he flew the Atlantic in 27. My dad was about 6-7 years old.
There weren't many bigger celebrities in the world
at that point
than Charles Lindbergh.
Yeah, he was considered a huge celebrity. And obviously, that was quite an accomplishment in that day to fly across the Atlantic all by yourself. And the movie's interesting. It's a good movie. So if you want to see. And then the thing I always mention is when you go to the Smithsonian Institute, the big museum in Washington, D.C., the aerospace part of it, at least it was last time I was there, okay? They may have changed it, but you walk in the front door.
They didn't change it.
And there is the Spirit of St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. It's right
hanging
there.
From the ceiling like a kid's model airplane.
Pretty amazing.
And I walked in there when Shelley and I went there the first time with our kids. I said, oh, man, that is impressive.
Yeah.
But anyway, great part of our nation's history. And we got the big drone going across the ocean today. All right, Ted, it's 7:42 now with Steve and Ted and bond money for housing in Wichita. Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal, coming up in just a couple of minutes here. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.